I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. This is American Roots, in conversation and music with Wilco's Jeff Tweedy.
My mother's last plan Z, whenever she ran into childcare issues when she was working, was to drop me off at the tavern where my grandfather lived and worked. He lived above the tavern and he worked at the tavern, and he taught me wonderful lessons in life. For example, no bartender is worth his salt unless he can skim $100 a night. Yeah.
A tavern where you worked was cold and dark as a cavern. You kept quarters in your shirt, but I never could just have them. You always made me sweet around every fly and floozy, under booths and bums asleep. Waking up, they'd ask you who's he.
You know, it was a pretty seedy, dismal place. It was not a happening bar scene. It was a dying industrial town barfly bar. But I would get propped up on the stool. That's an early memory of mine, and be served chocolate milk in a big, beer mug. And there was a bowling machine. I remember that was, one of the other things I wanted quarters for. Getting a big handful of quarters would have been ideal to survive that environment. That was the only strategy.
Yeah, sure.
And the other strategy was that I loved to play the jukebox and listen to records. And that was a kind of bar where it wasn't really welcome to disturb the dismal silence.
Well, what were you picking on the juke when you could be your own DJ? What was there that appealed to you? I mean, what are you, like 10, 11, 12?
Things I remember coming out of that jukebox in particular were Roger Miller, Red Sovine.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
Well, here I sit high, getting ideas. Ain't nothing but a fool to live like this. Out all night, running wild. Woman sitting home with a month-old child. Dang me, dang me. They ought to take a rope and hang me high from the highest tree. Woman, would you weep for me? Boop, 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 boop. One more.
Do you think of yourself as Midwestern?
And to be honest, I don't really think about it that much anymore. I mean, I think that the most recent election forced me to think about it more than I have in a long, long time. To my dismay, actually, thinking that a lot of the people that I grew up with are probably the type of people that were feeling victimized enough to vote for someone like Donald Trump. And I think there are plenty of outside forces to blame for those conditions,
right.
Those
right.
Material conditions in those cities. But I also think that there are sometimes, and I'm trying to be very delicate and careful here because, I'm not really in business of condemning people. I just wished a lot of people that I grew up with had been able to fall in love with something that they loved to do more.
Printed my name on the back of a leaf, and I watched it float away. The hope I had in a notebook full of white dry pages was all I tried to say. But the wind blew me back via Chicago. All without flight at the crush of veils and starlight.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO. or listen at AmericanRoots.org.